the separation in heaven between Gan Eden, paradise, and Gehenna is so thin a filament that it's practically invisible. The difference between Tzaddikim and Rishoyim, the righteous and the evil in heaven, between the peak of bliss, enjoyment, and the worst type of suffering and torture is only a fraction of an iota apart. A very thin sheet that separates the two. The fact they are so close means that this represents the fact that on earth too, a person walks along a very narrow bridge, very narrow. A person could be tempted to speak slander about another person. He speaks the word of Lashon Hara. This is equivalent to committing murder, equivalent to worshiping idols. And for this, a person destroys himself, because the penalty for Lashon Hara is the same as the penalty for the worst type of crimes. So for that one moment of Lashon Hara, that possible, questionable satisfaction, he has sacrificed a whole lifetime and an eternity. More so, when a person allows his temper to overcome his emotions. A person allows himself to become a servant to his temper. His anger becomes his master, and in this fit of anger, he loses his temper, thereby committing the sin of idol worship. Who is the idol? Himself. The Gemara says, "Lo yibcho kel zar," you shall not have an idol within you. How does a person have an idol within himself? The temper, the anger within him is considered an idol. He is worshiping his own idol within himself. So we see that for one moment, in a fit of anger, a person could needlessly and illogically destroy himself. He's not hurting the person he's angry at. He's literally destroying himself for that one single second. And this means that he's transferring himself just through that thin sheet, that thin partition between Gan Eden and Gehenna. Abinadel says, fine, it's very good to believe that, because then you will try to refrain from committing these sins. At the same time, we have a general rule that Hashem, in ratio, pays more reward for mitzvahs, for good deeds, than he punishes for evil deeds. So since we say that for committing so tiny a crime, so simple an act, there is so much punishment for it, let's see how Hashem pays reward. For example, if a person is insulted, the person at that moment could lose his temper, go into a fit of anger, and thereby commit the act of idol worship. At that moment, if at that very same moment, for a second, the person just brushes it off and smiles and ignores the remark, he walks away from there thinking, so what? Nothing has happened. That's a false thought, because something has happened. Something very big has happened. If you believe that in that one moment, a fit of temper could have destroyed your soul, could have been considered, recorded as idol worship, you must believe more so that that one moment of a smile, of ignoring, disregarding this opportunity to lose your temper, that one moment of controlling yourself should be classified as a mitzvah even greater than the sin of losing one's temper. Which means that the person who did that performed that act of self-control that one second and forgot about it. He figured this is nothing. What happened? He just disregarded this. He walked away and forgot it. He might have forgotten it, but in heaven it is not forgotten. This person can eventually come to heaven and find that there, he finds now that due to this one act of self-control, mitzvah was so great, one single act does so much for his record, for his credit, as much as it would have done harmfully the other way. And this is what is meant when the Gemara says, Kol mi sheyesh v'idea ki'ilo nivne beis mikdash b'yomov. Every person who has wisdom, that person is considered as though the beis mikdash was built during his time. What is meant by wisdom? Wisdom means to evaluate, to appraise. A person who is wise, when he has the opportunity for a mitzvah, or he has the chance to commit a sin, and before doing so, he thinks carefully, uses his wisdom to select carefully, to choose wisely, And he does choose wisely. He chooses the proper path, Derech HaYoshua, where he performs the mitzvah, he controls himself, overcomes this temptation, avoids the sin, and this wisdom is as though he lives at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Because as far as he is concerned, his kingdom is perfect.